From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. On the first day of a special legislative session on health care Monday, a new bill was introduced that would change the Medi-Cal system under the federal health law. Pauline Bartolone has more from Sacramento.
Lawmakers in both houses proposed bills that would add more than a million people to the state's Medicaid program. Assembly Speaker John Pettis said his bill would allow individuals with an annual income of around $15,000 to get public health insurance, and that could indirectly help other Californians too.
So as you decrease the number of uninsured individuals, move a million people into coverage, that will decrease some of those other cost pressures on the market-based health insurance plans as well.
Elizabeth Landsberg of the Western Center on Law and Poverty says the Medi-Cal changes may mean less paperwork and a simpler process for the consumer.
The Affordable Care Act is really trying to move to as many electronic verifications as possible. So the vision is that this new system will connect with state databases and with IRS data to check your income that way.
But Republican Assembly member Dan Logue says he's concerned there are not enough health care workers to see newly insured people.
What's the use of having health care insurance if you don't have health care? So if you expand it another 1 to 2 million people and nobody can see a physician, how's that helping us?
The state Senate also announced legislation that would change rules in the private health insurance market. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
Senator Alex Padilla is introducing a bill that, if it becomes law, would establish the framework for a system giving Californians 30 to 60 seconds of warning before a sizable quake hits. Scientists at the United States Geological Survey, University of California, Berkeley, and the California Institute of Technology have already developed a test system. Many Asian countries have already installed one. At a cost of $80 million, Padilla hopes local, state, and federal funding can be found to pay for such a system in California. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.